Hello, Eileen. Hello, Eileen. We're just about to begin recording. I'm just watching the machine to see whether the volume is correct. Leave a space for a heading, about three or four inches on the first page. And then we'll begin. Ready? Wait till I get my glasses on. Paul's epistle to Ephesus and Colossians. Paul's epistles to Ephesus and Colossae were written while under house arrest in Rome, and they came in the same mailbag by the hand of Tychicus, T-Y-C-H-I-C-U-S, and Onesimus, O-N-E-S-I-M-U-S, to their respective destinations, dash, near neighbors in Asia Minor. Onesimus also carried a personal note from Paul to one of the principal officers of the church at Laodicea, L-A-O-D-I-C-E-A, bracket, another neighbor town, brackets and comma, a man of wealth and influence named Philemon, P-H-I-L-E-M for Mary, O-N for Norman. Full stop. Onesimus traveled hopefully to be received and welcomed by his old master, no longer as a runaway bondman, but now converted and a brother beloved. Paragraph. The Ephesian and Colossian epistles naturally have much in common, having been written at the same time and in the same place by the same hand, but they also have distinctive features which give to each a special significance. Paragraph. In that to Ephesus, Paul traces the origin of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ back to a divine decree, eternal in its nature and transcending all time and all creation. Bracket, quote, He hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. End the quote, Ephesians 1, verse 4. End the bracket, full stop. Paragraph. In Colossians, Paul wrestles more particularly with the problem of Jewish encroachment upon the integrity of the church, and devotes the whole of the second chapter to a refutation of the claims of false Judaizing, J-U-D-A-I-S-I-N-G, Judaizing teachers, who sought to bring the church under the dominion of Old Testament, marked as just capital O-T, O full stop, T full stop, O-T ordinances, dash, circumcision, dietary laws, Sabbath, festivals, and new moons, stop. His method of doing so was to establish first the supremacy of Christ over all things in heaven and earth, comma, and secondly to show that the coming of Christ to save and redeem his people by his incarnation, his atoning death upon the cross, and his glorious resurrection and ascension to the right hand of power, established his supremacy over all things in heaven and earth, comma, so that the gospel took precedence over all which had gone before. Stop. This meant that the Jewish order was to be seen not as a permanent feature of God's plan, but as an interim and preparatory phase until the incarnation of Christ. Stop. C. since Christ had come and had established his kingdom on the imperishable and immovable rock of his own divinity and his redeeming work upon the cross, the types and shadows and disciplines of the old covenant had given way to the inward and spiritual realities of the new covenant. Or, as Paul so uniquely puts it in Ephesians, quote, "He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places," underline "in heavenly places," "in Christ Jesus," end of quote. Paragraph. For Jewish believers, comma, while the temple still stood, comma, Paul tolerated the continued observance of the old ordinances until it pleased God to remove them in his own time. Stop. This the Lord did probably within 10 years of the writing of Paul's epistles, comma, by releasing upon the Jewish nation, brackets, still unbelieving, after 40 years of the divine patience since the crucifixion, brackets, comma, the Roman legion, in a stupendous act of providential vengeance, when temple, priesthood, sacrifice, and nation fell in AD 70-73. Stop. Writing about the same time, the doctrinal treatise we know as the Epistle to the Hebrews, Paul contemplated therein the early removal of the old covenant, the old covenant relic, in the sentence which we have in Hebrews 8 and 13. Quote, "In that he set," S-A-I-T-H, "in that he set a new covenant, comma, he hath made the first old," stop, capital, "for now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away." End the quotation. New paragraph. For Gentiles, the old ordinances, sacred though they were, because ordained by God through the hand of Moses, that should be in brackets in the word sacred, sacred though they were, because ordained by God through the hand of Moses, end the bracket, had no relevance. The believer was perfect already in Christ and must not be brought under the bondage and servitude of religious rites, which were not only obsolete, but subversive of the gospel. Stop. Paul saw, bracket, as he makes clear in all his writings, bracket, that to yield to Jewish prejudice and superstition on this point was to destroy the church and abolish the cross of Christ. Stop. Nothing less than this was at stake, and he took steps to protect and assert the church's faith and the integrity of her standing in Christ, comma, even when Peter and Barnabas were carried away by the Jewish dissimulation, bracket, see Galatians 2:11-13, end bracket, stop. Paragraph. Hence, to the Ephesians, Paul showed that the church's origin was not in the Mosaic institution, but in a decree of election promulgated before all creation, brackets, Ephesians 1:4, brackets, stop. To the Colossians, he showed that the church was already complete in Christ, and to go back to Moses and the law was to betray Christ and make his person, capital P, and his cross of none effect, bracket, Colossians 2:10, bracket, and stop. Paragraph. This fact lends new emphasis to Paul's inspired prayer in Colossians 1, verses 9 to 12. When he prays that the Colossians might be, quote, filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, end quote, in comma, he had in mind those unspiritual and retrograde teachings which held the mind in bondage to types and shadows and gave no true expansion to the soul. Stop. There is no reason to suppose that the wisdom, quote wisdom, of which Paul speaks here is any different from the wisdom, quote wisdom, he refers to in his first letter to Corinth. That, quote, the hidden wisdom which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, end quote. Brackets 1 Corinthians 2, 7 to 8. 7, 8, 7 and 8. Brackets stop. The, quote, princes of this world, end quote, were the Jewish leaders who crucified the Lord of glory, comma, for they certainly were not Pilate and his master Caesar, comma, the former of whom was a most reluctant and fearful pawn, P-A-W-N, in the hands of the Sanhedrin, capital S-A-N-H-E-D-R-I-N, comma, and the latter, Caesar, knew nothing about it. Paragraph. It was the same wisdom that Paul describes in the companion letter to Ephesus, brackets, Ephesians 1:17, brackets, where the context has to do with the same recognition of Christ as, quote, the Lord of glory, end quote, comma, the head over all things to the church, comma, the glorious King of heaven and King of the ages, comma, whose work takes precedence over prophets and kings, comma, Moses, comma, Abraham, comma, and all other who were but the vehicles of his grace and providence, comma, in whom the revelation of God's wisdom was never complete, comma, nor could it be complete, till it was made full and final in the coming of Christ, comma, the eternal word and wisdom of God. Brackets, John 1:1, semicolon, 1 Corinthians 1:24-30, comma, etc. End brackets and stuff. Paragraph. Hence, too, we see a new luster shed upon Paul's statement to the Colossians that they had been, quote, delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, end quote. Colossians 1:13, stop. A new order has come in, stop. Christ has established a kingdom which takes precedence over the earthly and Jewish kingdom, stop. This kingdom overrides and crushes all the power of darkness which the Jewish kingdom never did, end brackets and comma. Christ is... No, that's a full stop, not a comma. Christ's kingdom is founded upon the fact of the empty tomb, comma, the overcoming of death and the deliverance of those who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subject to bondage, brackets, Hebrews 2:14 and 15, end brackets and stop. These words have a peculiar significance for Old Testament believers who died before the coming of Christ. Thus, when Christ rose from the dead, they entered with him a new state of grace and power over the prostrate form of the adversary Satan. Thus, herein lies the significance of that word which tells us that at the death of Christ, many of the notable Old Testament saints buried at Jerusalem rose from their shattered graves, and were seen by many in the streets of the city. Brackets Matthew 27:52-53. End brackets and stop. Having accorded to Christ the precedence over all things in heaven and earth, brackets as we have shown in our first paper on this subject, brackets, Paul goes on to declare the far-reaching consequences thereof to believers under the new covenant of grace. And then here is a quotation, but put it in a new line by itself. Quote, "He is the head of the body, the church." End quote. And underline all that word and put underneath in brackets Colossians 1:18. New paragraph. It is impossible to exclude from this statement Paul's preoccupation with the danger to the church arising from the false teaching which gave to the ordinances of the law a precedence over the gospel. Stop. The Colossians were to look to Christ alone as their head, receiving directly from him that new and mighty stream of grace which he, by his merits and atoning death, opened up to the world. Stop. Paragraph. When Paul says that he who is the head of the body, the church, is also the firstborn from the dead, he shows the complete fallacy of the teaching which would carry the church back under the regime, R-E-G-I-M-E, of the old law. Stop. The law was powerless to overcome the enemy, death. Stop. It could only point forward to the one, capital O, who was to come, comma, the seed of the woman, capital S and W, comma, who in death would destroy him that had the power of death, even the devil, and deliver those who, whether with or without the law, were all their lifetime subject to bondage and fear. A new paragraph. Quote, "The firstborn from the dead," end quote, carries us back to David's prophetic word in the second Psalm, verse 7. Quote, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee," end quote, and stop. Paragraph. These words do not relate to the eternal sonship of Christ, as though the only begotten, capital O and B, had no existence till the moment of resurrection. Stop. As explained by Paul in Acts 13, verses 33 and 34, they relate to the act of God in raising up his Son from the dead, that he, the Son, might occupy the eternal throne as the representative and firstborn from the dead of all redeemed creation. Brackets, see Romans 8:29. Quote, "That he might be the firstborn among many brethren," end quote. And Revelation 1:5 quotes the first begotten of the dead, end quote and bracket. Paragraph. Again, Paul proceeds in his relentless purpose to establish Christ as the first of all creation and the one in whom the Father realizes all the great purpose of his life, comma, wisdom, love, and power. Dash and indent this quotation, quote, it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, end quote, Colossians 1:19. New paragraph. This can only imply in Paul's context that there is completeness in Christ alone. Stop. Christ must not be united with the law and its ordinances, comma, nor must he, in the wider context of the world, be considered in the same category as other religious teachers and thinkers. Stop. He is the first of creation. Brackets. As touching his prerogative, as the Father's heir and the bearer of the Father's name, end brackets and stop. He has no equal and no competitor, stop. Of no other being in the universe may it be said that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him, stop. If then all is complete and full in Christ, there remains no place for anything which went before him in this world, be it law, ceremony, sacrifice, temple, or priesthood, stop. Christ is all, and all is realized, accomplished, and fulfilled in him, stop. Anything less than this is not the gospel and not the Christian faith or the Christian church, stop. It follows that there remains nothing after him to alter or vary in any way the finality of the church in Christ. Stop. The next quotation, Eileen, is indented. Leave a little space, then indent this verse from Colossians 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Semicolon. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. End the quotation. And underneath Colossians 1:20. New paragraph. The cross is the sole instrument by which Christ has achieved the purpose of creation. Stop. To make peace is to settle the question of the relationship of God with sinful man. Stop. It is manifest that Moses and the law failed to achieve this. Stop. The enmity remained. Stop. The verdict of the Garden of Eden and the apostasy of man, capital M for man, still remained as it was from the beginning until Christ, by his obedience to death, even the death of the cross, extinguished the righteous fires of divine wrath and established peace between God and man, capital G, capital M, stop. The cross, therefore, solves the problem of creation, which is the problem of evil, and restores peace and harmony in heaven and in earth, stop. By these words we perceive that the work of Christ transcends all earthly things and has reference to conditions in heaven as well as upon the earth, stop. For heaven itself had been rent, R-E-N-T, rent, by the original apostasy of angels, long before the creation of man, stop. The problem of evil extends throughout all being, comma. And though Christ did not die to redeem angels, his bearing of all evil and all sorrow, shame and death, stabilizes and unites all creation, visible and invisible stuff. This does not mean the universal reconciliation of fallen men and apostate devils, but it does mean that the answer of the cross is the answer of God to every ungodly imputation against his truth and righteousness, and that answer silences all discordant voices, so that in hell the devil is dumb and the wicked cease from troubling, and the name of Christ reigns universally over heaven and hell, and this is recognized in the fact that, quote, at the name of Jesus every knee must bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, end quote, in brackets, Philippians 2:10-11, end bracket. Paragraph, the higher reconciliation, that which is unto eternal salvation, is represented in the words following, verses 21 and 22. Quote these verses indented, Eileen, from your Bible, Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22. When you have done that, we proceed to a fresh paragraph. Again, he shows that the work of the law and the entire apparatus of the Old Covenant have no part in the work of the Gospel. Through death alone is life brought forth. The one who dies as the man of sorrows, capital M and capital S, despised and rejected of men, is, as touching his divine nature, above all law, for he is the law. Capital I and IS for is. He is the law in himself, and therefore unique in all creation as the only one, capital O, qualified to submit himself to the verdict of the law on behalf of others. Salvation comes through Christ alone. And such a salvation. New sentence. Not only does he reconcile the sinner to God, but is able by his sacrifice of himself to present us holy and unblameable and unreprovable before God. Next, quote verse 23, indent. When you have done this, marking it verse 23, then new paragraph. This does not denote a conditional justification depending on the sinner's ability to continue in the way of righteousness, for that would be to share the credit of salvation with Christ, but the words denote the nature of true repentance, which is to turn continually to God and through trial, temptation, and all the assaults of the evil one to show forth the work of God in the soul by the grace of perseverance. Quote, the Lord knoweth them that are his, end the quote. But in the world they are only known by the correlative C-O-R-R-E-L-A-T-I-V-E, the correlative principle, quote, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity, end quote, brackets 2 Timothy 2:19. Paragraph. That God gives the grace of final perseverance cannot be doubted, comma, but that it is ministered in such a way that none can presume upon the divine mercy is also a sure principle of the gospel. Stop. Paragraph. The universality of the gospel as against the restricted and purely national character of the old covenant is shown in Paul's words that the gospel was to be preached, quote, to every creature which is under heaven, end quote, as vouched for by Paul's special ministry as, underline these words, the apostle of the Gentiles, dash, and quote, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, end quote, stop. This worldwide ministry will never be recalled, and it should be a matter of serious thought to every truly Christian minister whether there is not something perilously wrong with any teaching which would imply a time in the future when the special grace of God will be lifted from off the Gentile world and placed again on Jewish shoulders. Stop. The office of Christ is not a Jewish one, comma, else the whole of the New Testament will have to be rewritten. Stop. We shall enlarge upon this presently, subject to our readers being patient with us. Stop. Paragraph. There is a special force likewise in Paul's words in verse 24, and quote verse 24, indented. And proceed with a new paragraph. Paul was in prison. Stop. His afflictions for more than 2 years past since his arrest in the temple at Jerusalem, brackets Acts 21, end brackets, were solely on behalf, S-O-L-E-L-Y, solely on behalf of the Gentiles, stop. Other believers of the Jewish community at Jerusalem were tolerated by the authorities because they were, quote, zealous for the law, end quote, and kept the Mosaic institutions, stop. But Paul was known and hated for this, above all, that he preached to the Gentiles and founded communities amongst them which owed no allegiance to Jerusalem. Stop. All his sufferings, therefore, were the outcome and the consequence of the special commission given to him as the apostle of the Gentiles. And he regarded his sufferings as the confirmation of that ministry. Stop. His endurance of these trials was a proof of his uncompromising defense of the freedom of all believers from the obligations of the Mosaic institutions. Stop. Paragraph. Indeed, he claimed that these sufferings were part of, quote, that which lay behind of the afflictions of Christ, end the quote, for the church which is his body. Paragraph. Who can measure the depth of these great words? Stop. Christ suffered once for our sins in making atonement for them. Stop. But Christ suffers still in his people in the trials through which they and the whole of his church must pass, comma, in persecutions, bonds, imprisonment, martyrdoms, afflictions, trials for his sake. Stop. Is it not a thing to be marveled at that the pains we endure for his sake are felt by him in heaven even more keenly than we feel them on earth? Question mark. As the paraphrase runs, and then line this out, indented. In every pang that rends the heart, fresh line, the man of sorrows has a part. Fresh line, he sympathizes with our grief. Fresh line, and to the sufferer brings relief. End the quote. A new line still indented and quoted, for we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. End the quote. Brackets, Hebrews 4:15. Paragraph. Proceeding in the usual Pauline manner in a series of consequence, consequence, comma, the inspired apostle pleads his unique office amongst the Gentile Colossians to, quote, fulfill the word of God, end quote, and dash. That is, as the AV-KJV margin puts it, brackets, verse 25, end brackets, quote, fully to preach the word of God, end quote, dash, and describes his message in most elevated terms as, quote, the mystery hid from ages and generations, but now made manifest, end quote, to the church. Brackets, verse 26, brackets. Again, he is approaching his fundamental theme, comma, the unique character of the New Testament church as the final expression of divine grace and the full unfolding of the divine mystery, stop. The, quote, mystery, end quote, is the same as that of which he writes simultaneously in his letter to Ephesus, brackets, Ephesians 3:3-11, brackets, he stops. The mystery is not that God has a church, for he has always had a church from the beginning of the world, stops. The mystery lies in the full revelation of the nature and purpose of the church. Up. Till Christ came, it could never be fully understood that the church is a body of believers in direct communion with God and access to Him through Christ, their head, and destined to be raised to the highest pinnacle of grace and glory in eternal union with God Himself through the incarnate Son, Christ Jesus, Paul, Jesus, full stop. Fresh paragraph. Paul makes this clear in the remarkable words, and then quote, indent verse 27. And then new paragraph. Christ is revealed not only as the one through whom we receive forgiveness of sins, but higher yet, as one who, comma, being the everlasting word, comma, in whom all the fullness of the Godhead bodily resides, comma, dwells within his redeemed people and unites them to the living God as being all one with the Father. Stop. The goal of redemption is the goal of creation. Underline that. The goal of redemption is the goal of creation. Comma. Namely, that God should have a myriad, M-Y-R-I-A-D, a myriad sons as his offspring through whom he should reign, comma, to whom he will give universal dominion as lords, plural, lords of creation, comma, in whom he will see himself and love what he sees, comma, and through whom he will make visible his own eternal glory and nature so as to fill all creation with joy and praise. Here, quote, Ephesians 3, verses 10 and 11, and put after them Ephesians 3, 10, 11. Paragraph. Ready? As the purpose of creation was fulfilled, as the purpose of creation was forfeited by sinful man, so that the race through which God's design was to be realized was disinherited and cast off, therefore Christ came, the seed of the woman, capital S, capital W, to crush the serpent's, capital S, dominion, and by becoming man, capital letters, M-A-N, to achieve what man, small letters, failed to do. Stop. Hence, in the upper room, capital U and R, at the moment of his departure for the agony of the garden and the sacrifice of Golgotha, he prayed, quote, I have glorified thee on the earth, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do, and now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was, end quote. Brackets, John 17, 4-5, brackets, stop. The atonement was completed when the Son rendered to the Father that which creation had denied, and, uniting in himself God and man, capital G, capital M, carried humanity up to the highest throne, where, in partnership with him, and by his merits alone, the redeemed will reign with him forever over all. Stop. New paragraph. Paul summarizes it all in the words, quote, the riches of the glory of this mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. End quote. That is Colossians 1:27. Paragraph. So stupendous a conception must not be placed in peril by earthly doctrines which bypass Christ and go back to, quote, weak and beggarly elements, end quote, of outmoded Judaism. Brackets, Galatians 4, 9. Brackets, stop. Paragraph. Not for one moment would the great apostle hazard so great a destiny by compromising on this fundamental issue. Stop. He devotes the whole of the second chapter of Colossians to a defense of the gospel mystery against all such beggarly conceptions. Stop. An indent, quote, chapter 2, the first three verses, and put at the end, Colossians 2:1-3. New paragraph. Here are riches, assurance, understanding, enlightenment, and infinite treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Stop. Paragraph. Yet not understanding this full and final mystery of God, quote, from mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, end the quote, there are those of our number today, sincere men beyond all doubt, who mistakenly and most enthusiastically contend for the right to cut the ground from under their own feet by writing the church small and characterizing her as a mere temporary expedient to bridge the gap created by Jewish unbelief 2,000 years ago. Stop. They boldly teach that all the apparatus of the Old Covenant must yet be restored in the shape of temple, priest, and sacrifice, and the old rituals displace that divine worship of the Father, quote, in spirit and in truth, end quote, which Christ told the woman at the well was the purpose of his coming into the world. Dash, and then indent, quote, John 4, 21 to 23. And put at the end of the quotation, John 4, 21-23. These words of Christ leave no room for any future temple at Jerusalem, or even to consider Jerusalem itself as a center, much less the center of divine worship in the world. Stop. New paragraph. With invective almost fierce and pleading most affecting, comma, the apostle seeks to draw the Gentiles away from this great error of substituting the earthly for the spiritual. Stop. If in Christ are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, then having Christ we have all, comma, and look for no further or future development on earth of the divine purpose. Full stop. Indent. This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Brackets, verse 4. Continue the indent. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. End quote, put underneath verse 8. Continue the indent. For all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ, and you Gentiles are already complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Bracket. Verse 10. New paragraph. Circumcision. Question mark. The, quote, cutting, end quote, that is C-U-T-T-I-N-G, the cutting of the old covenant, question mark. Why, comma, you have a circumcision made without hands in the repentance and faith which you have put off. Sorry, in the repentance and faith by which you have put off the body of the sins of the flesh. Brackets, verse 11. Stop. Paragraph. Your baptism signifies much more than any Jewish ordinances. It shows that you are buried with Christ. In his tomb, T-O-M-B, of death, and are risen with him through the faith which is the operation of God, who raised him from the dead. Brackets, verse 12. You were dead in sins and the unregeneracy of your flesh, comma, but now have been quickened and made alive in Christ, comma, all your sins being forgiven and taken away, brackets verse 13. Paragraph. The old covenant which was written upon tables of stone has been shattered. It never could be kept because of the weakness and depravity of sinful man. Stop. Its writing, along with all the apparatus of external ordinances, comma, was contrary to us. Stop. The law could never pronounce us righteous, and its rituals have been blotted out by Christ. Stop. The entire apparatus of Judaism has been, quote, nailed to his cross, end quote. Brackets, verse 14. Paragraph. What the old law could not do, Christ has done. He has spoiled principalities and powers. Stop. He has destroyed Satan and brought down the devil's kingdom in ruins. Stop. He suffered death that he might destroy death, and endured all evil that he might end evil and restore creation to the Father as a pure and holy thing. New paragraph. It follows, and then quote, verse 16. New paragraph. These ordinances were only shadows. The substance is Christ. In brackets, verse 17. Paragraph. Beware lest any man by subtlety, S-U-B-T-I-L-T-Y, should rob you of your reward by teaching you to observe rites which Christ has abolished, comma, and by inventing pieties, P-I-E-T-I-E-S, and religious observances which God has not authorized. Brackets, verse 18, brackets. Stop. For all these things are not so much sins of ignorance as willful sins of religious pride. Stop. They spring from an apostate thought. Dash, and quote, not holding the head, end quote, and dash. A denial of the body of Christ, the church, which being united to Christ spiritually, receives all increase and blessing from the one true source. Brackets, verse 19. Paragraph. Why then, if you are as dead to the earthly shadows of Old Testament, that is O.T., observances, as Christ was dead to them when he lay in the tomb, death, why are ye so ready to live again according to those fleshly rules? Quote, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using. End the quote. Not being of the substance of everlasting life? Question mark. In brackets, verses 20-22, brackets. Paragraph. The doctrines of men, quote, doctrines of men, brackets, that is, the alleged permanence of outward forms, end brackets, impose upon the minds and consciences of the unwary and the ignorant. Stop. The fleshly mind loves the outward forms of religion because it is averse to things of the spirit. It loves to surrender itself to the charm of fleshly religion, comma, rather than to the spiritual will of Christ. Outward forms of religion please the carnal mind because of the illusion of merit, conveyed by a voluntary submission to forms and ceremonies no longer commanded by God. Thus, it gives an illusion of humility, which is really a subtle form of religious pride. Thus, to neglect the body is no substitute for feeding the soul. Thus, excessive and ostentatious fasting give an appearance of sanctity, as though voluntary deprivation pleases God, whereas it is only a subtle satisfying of the flesh. Stop. This is what Paul is saying in verse 23. The forsaking of sin and the mortifying of sinful flesh is a very different thing from practicing the outward forms of ritualistic piety and deprivation. Stop. Quote, the remainder of the epistle to the Colossians, brackets chapter 3 and 4, brackets, consists of instruction concerning the consistent behavior of those who, risen with Christ, ought to be seeking the things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Brackets, chapter 3, verse 1, brackets. Paragraph. The first principle of the new life is to set our affection on heavenly things, for we are dead in Christ to this world, and our true life is with Christ in God. Brackets, verse 3, brackets, full stop. When Christ our life appears at his second coming, that will be the signal for the fullness of life for us in the eternal glory. Brackets, verse 4, and brackets and stop. How consistent then must it be for those whose destiny is so high and glorious that they mortify the deeds of their carnal nature by refraining from the pollutions of sin and the errors of this world, and steadfastly devote themselves to the nurture of that new and divine nature which is formed in them after the image of Christ. Thus, let them behave as becomes the Lord's elect, holy and beloved. Thus, let them be merciful and kind, humble, meek and patient, even as Christ, forgiving and forbearing, putting on the garment of love and peace. Stop. Let them manifest the word of Christ in themselves in spiritual worship, songs of praise and psalms of divine instruction. Stop. Let all be done in the name of Christ and for his glory. Brackets, see verses 12 to 17. Brackets and stop. New paragraph. Wives and husbands, children and parents, should fulfill the obligations of true and blessed family religion. Stop. Earthly duties and relationships should be regulated according to the rule of Christ. Stop. Let servants and masters see all things through the eye of Christ, whom they both serve. Stop. Let prayer be maintained, especially that the word of God be preached and go forth to all men. Stop. Watch your speech, especially when the ungodly are around. Take examples from the lives of notable saints. Stop. See what varieties of gifts and grace God has set in the church, and let those who bear responsibility in the church be diligent in the execution of it, and never forget to pray for me, Paul, in my bonds! Brackets. see from chapter 318 to the end of chapter 4. End bracket and stop.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Eileen. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. This is the next day, and so I have just been testing it out again. Are you ready? Leave a bit of a space, and then continue thus. New paragraph. If the church is the body of Christ, and he is her head, then we behold in this mystic unity the completeness of Christ and the attainment of the destiny of all creation. Christ can have no other body but one, and it is beyond dispute that the church is his body mystical. The Bible knows of no other, quote, body of Christ. Christ has no other destiny, no other people, no other bride. Nor will there be anyone in heaven, brackets, save the heavenly company, who is not in this body, quote body, of Christ. Full stop. New paragraph. The inspired Paul makes the church central to the entire work of Christ. Stop. There is no room in the apostolic doctrine for any community of believers, any company of redeemed souls in whatever age, past, present, or to come, which is not a part of this body of Christ, quote, body of Christ. Stop. The terms used by Paul are all inclusive. That's a hyphen in between all and inclusive. All inclusive and all hyphen exclusive. Stop. All are in the church who are redeemed, semicolon. There is no region of redemption outside the church. Stop. Paul teaches that Gentile and Jew are reconciled to God, quote, in one body by the cross, end quote. Brackets, Ephesians 2:16, brackets. And what is there outside that all-inclusive, all-exclusive statement? Question mark. Jew and Gentile are one body. Stop. If there was another body, comma, another category of believer, comma, another sphere of salvation in any age, past or to come, comma, this was the place for Paul to mention it. Stop. Neither here nor anywhere else, however, does he or any other apostle give the slightest hint that such another category exists, has existed, or ever will exist. Paragraph. Paul goes further than any other in his clear teaching that the church is the whole body of the redeemed in all ages. Stop. In Ephesians 1:22-23, he declares in a remarkable section, a remarkable sentence, comma, that the Father has given Christ to be head over all things to the church, quote, from the word head, to be, quote, head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him.